always tweet us at 99.3 ESPN Radio. We might even tweet you back. This is Schiemann and Schefter on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Schiemann and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. It is a hump day Wednesday. Did we ever put up a poll question about whether the blue side or white side of the mask? Or we just
discussed? We did.
Oh, do we have results so far? Always like to
results
check in
so
with
far
those.
Are as follows. Again, how are you supposed to wear the standard issue facial coverings? Again, at 99.3 ESPN Radio. Blue side out or white side out? Blue side out, way ahead at 81.6%.
Huh. Well, see, this is a public service today, helping people out.
I thought it was blue.
The reason we're doing this, if you just tuned in, I had a mask in my hand. I was getting ready to go grocery shopping last night. And I couldn't remember, because I hadn't worn it in a little while, was it blue side out or white side out? And instead, I just put it in my pocket and went shopping, which troubles me, because I basically said I'd rather risk death and harm than look stupid. So I have my own issues to deal with.
Oh.
So I wanted to ask people what the right way was. So blue side out is what we're leading with. Very good. All right. So, and again, a lot of texts about Michael Clark Duncan, the late deceased actor from the Green Mile.
6'5" Michael Clark Duncan.
A lot of people
Duncan.
Say
6'5". Yeah.
I had said earlier I was standing next to him at a Laker game back in the day when he was still alive, and he was much, much shorter than me. So I believe that's an error.
Well, I'm looking at again, it's tough to tell because you don't know who's standing on a box or whatever, but it looks like his time on 2 and a Half Men, he's like a full head taller than Charlie Sheen. Not saying Charlie Sheen is the tallest dude on the earth, but he's not Tom Cruise, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
And
right.
He's a full head taller than him. So he appears to be in the at least 6'2" range.
Is it possible I got my black guys mixed up?
I think you might have, Craig.
God almighty.
I mean, you didn't see Terry Crews instead,
no,
right?
It was not Terry Crews. He would have been flexing his pecs all over the place. That would not have happened.
Sure wasn't Chris Rock, Craig?
Chris Rock is not that muscular.
I know.
No, I'm here to tell you, it was Michael Clark Duncan. I stood next to him, and I towered over him.
Well, he's 6'5". He's an
was he seated?
Well, he was, but at one point he was standing.
I don't know, Craig.
I mean, it was a big night. There was Michael Clark Duncan.
How many Coors Lights have you had by then?
None. I was working media that night.
That doesn't mean anything.
6'3", says Craig, it sounds like you're thinking of Gary Coleman.
You know who Gary Coleman is, Chris?
Yes, I do. Yes.
All right. Also deceased.
Also deceased, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Eddie Murphy was there. I mean, it was a big night. A lot of people. That's how we rolled in L.A. And I didn't confuse any of those guys.
I think you did.
I think you did.
It's okay.
Thank you, Joseph. Joseph Chapman. I heard the same thing, that the guy was smaller. Thank you.
Craig, it's not your fault.
It was Kevin Hart.
It wasn't. Now, Kevin Hart's short and muscular.
Keep them coming, guys.
Kevin Hart wasn't. Kevin Hart wasn't a big big deal back then. This is like early 2000s.
It's not your fault.
Never said it is. Nothing's my fault.
How about Jimmy? It was Jimmy Walker.
Good times. He's a beanpole.
Yeah, I know.
Oh gosh.
No, country sucks. Craig's percentage did not drop. Still accurate 92% of the time.
God.
Not CeeLo. CeeLo's round.
Drop 15 points into the Tyrod Taylor argument.
Unfact. No, not Webster.
Are they doing a reboot of that show?
God, I hope not. Although I know you'll watch.
Of course.
No, I will not. I didn't watch the original. It wasn't my thing. Cute kid back then, but.
Yeah. Well, you played with, what was the... the former Lions legend linebacker.
Yes.
Drawn a blank.
I know.
Who was also suspended for gambling back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah, he was with McClain, wasn't he, back then? I think they were in the same thing, if I remember.
Yeah, they may have.
I think you're wrong.
Were you thinking of Terry Meatpacking Tate? Stuff.
No.
Terry
no.
Tate, office linebacker. You kill the Joe, you make some Mo. Come on, Karen. What great commercials those were.
Now this is going to plug me.
Carlton for Fresh Prince. Did you say that? Carlton for Fresh Prince.
No.
Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby. Oh, so now we're just texting in African American names. Yeah.
Craig is thinking of the little guy who played the elf in Bad Santa. Emmanuel Lewis, yes. Webster.
Did we get a Suge Knight? Yep.
Beetlejuice from the Stern Show. Scatman Crothers, he's dead. Great actor.
It clearly wasn't who you thought it was.
It clearly was. I was there. Alex Karras, who was thinking of as the
Alex, yes.
On Webster. Thank you.
Who also had a great scene in Blazing Saddles punching the horse.
Yes, he did. No, it wasn't Mr. T, Rock'em Sock'em.
Hey, Sheeman. Hey, fool.
Kitty the Fool.
I think you got your black guys mixed up.
I did not.
I think you did.
I did not get the
Terry
black
Crews
guys mixed up.
Is like he's.
Why do you keep going back to Terry Crews?
Or not Terry Crews? Michael Duncan Clark. He's tall. Like in every role he's ever had, he's a big man. He was a big man.
Yeah, muscular.
Remember him in Armageddon, Chris? He was in Armageddon.
Yes.
He was big then. He was huge then. He skied over everybody, especially in the early scenes on the oil rig.
That was Ben Affleck. He's 6'1".
Yep.
On a good day.
Ben Affleck?
Yeah, he's more like 6'.
Look, Ben doesn't have a lot going for him. I don't think he's the greatest actor in the world.
Right.
Actually underrated as a director. I'll give him that.
Very
he's
good.
A pretty good director.
Casey, his brother, is a better actor overall than him. He's had his moments.
Completely agree.
Yeah, but he's had problems with...
Casey has?
Yeah. Like
oh, has he?
Me Too movement type stuff.
Oh.
No, wait a minute.
No,
Hold on. You've already gotten one celebrity today.
Let me confuse the white celebrities now. Ben Affleck's had... Look up his brother Casey. He had some trouble.
Yeah, I think there was one accusation again. Oh, speaking of trouble, how about the floozy stewardess on the airplane allegedly assaulting a former NFL player, which we'll get to. See,
I missed that.
Oh, you didn't see that today?
No.
Oh, it's like one of the there's an NFL player. I think it's the lead story on ESPN right now.
Really?
On their .com page. Just having a hard time loading it up.
No internet at the house today?
No, plenty of internet. Plenty of internet. But no, the page all day has been slow for some reason. And I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
but
it's all,
an unnamed NFL player is suing United Airlines, alleging he was sexually harassed, assaulted, and violated by a female passenger. Or as a passenger. I thought it was on a February flight from L.A. to Newark, New Jersey. And that the airline failed to properly respond to complaints. Civil suit filed in L.A. County Superior Court Monday seeks unspecified statutory and punitive damages from the airline.
Hmm.
According to the lawsuit, the player and another passenger in the same row made 4 complaints to flight attendants that the woman was making unwanted sexual advances before she was moved to a different seat. 2 men are suing United, the lawsuit says, because the airline refused to give them the name of the woman, the flight attendant, and potential witnesses, and because the airline failed to follow policies to respond to sexual harassment and assault on February 10th flight.
About that.
Mm.
Hmm. Now, will
the woman was belligerent, appeared to be intoxicated.
What?
Ving Rhames?
Who's Ving Rhames? I don't even
know. Yes.
People keep texting.
He's in Mission Impossible.
He's in Mission Impossible,
He's fantastic.
Let me look at him. It's not
he's
him.
Smaller. He's not 6'5".
He's 6 foot. That's what I'm saying. I think we might have found the guy that Craig was talking about.
We might have found the guy.
And Casey Affleck did have an accusation back in 2010, sued by 2 women. Who worked on the set of his film, I'm Still Here. He denied the allegations, threatened to counter-sue. He settled out of court for an undisclosed sum.
Oh, I know Ving Rhames.
Yes.
Oh, you know, all the Mission Impossible movies and a lot of other stuff. Great, another good actor.
Huh.
Oh, no. Oh, no, we found it.
Yep.
This is interesting.
That's what it is. It was Ving Rhames, wasn't it?
I'm not going to say no.
Yes, it was.
I'm not going to say no. I'll be damned.
Yeah. Now, were you discussing Green Mile with him, even though he was a Mission Impossible back in the day?
Yeah, we're having drinks in the VIP section. And I was like, man, I loved you in Green Mile. And he looked at me a little funny.
Hey, Vin, what was it like working with Tom Hanks and Gary Sinise back then? What was it like? And the other guy who was in 61, the movie with Mickey Mantle. What was it like back then? What? I don't watch Tom Cruise jump out of planes. I'm on a train.
It's my favorite thing from the entire week.
I'll be damned.
Oh,
I'm going to say that's possible.
That's impossible.
I may have to call myself out on that. I may be down to 91% accuracy. Oh. Boy, but that was like 18 years. I've been telling that story for 18 years.
For two decades, Craig's been spinning this tale.
Guy was in Mission Impossible, Pulp Fiction.
Oh.
Yes, that was an epic fail. I can't go on. That's even I think that's hilarious.
You just dropped to 69%, maybe 68.
Not with one inaccuracy. Come on.
Oh, no, that's a biggie. I would love to hear the conversation as you're talking to him about Green Mile and some other stuff.
Oh, gosh.
Whoa, Green Falcon, you just blew my mind. He does the voice for He Has the Meats, because yes. I would have thought.
Yeah.
Arby's. Yeah.
What? Now, Craig, what year was this? What year do you think this was when you were?
This would have been Shaq and Kobe, three-peat era.
But so what, 2000?
2002-ish.
Okay. Well.
Big Red says Otis is going to hammer me today.
Oh, he can't. There's no phones.
You know what? Good thing the phones aren't working today.
He played Luther Stickle, so he just got done with Mission Impossible 2 around that time. And you're talking about Green Mile, which is a couple of years earlier, I believe.
Puff Puff Poop says I'm afraid of your millionaire advice now.
Here's Craig's millionaire advice. Go marry one.
Gosh.
That is some good advice. Chris in the car. Craig, the guy that you actually met is still alive.
Yeah.
That's.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. I knew you mixed up your black guys. I knew it.
Don't go plural. Yeah.
You mixed two of them out? You did. I mean,
and he's still, he was in the last one. He was in Mission Impossible Fallout as Luther Stick. He's been in every Mission Impossible movie.
Well.
No, it wasn't Darius Rucker, Chris in Lee County. Thank you.
Darius Rucker.
Grace Jones.
Pete, you've seen the newest one, right?
What?
The newest Mission Impossible movie, right?
Yeah, that was the one I just mentioned. Fallout.
He, spoiler alert, he dies in that one.
That's right, he did die in that one. Yeah, and you know who's killed? I think Superman killed him. Henry, Cabro killed him. Mm. If I remember correctly. Remember?
Wow, that's great.
Roses in Bedroom Guy says, it's like how people mistake Lawrence Fishburne for Samuel Jackson. I've heard people make that mistake before, and it was during, Samuel Jackson was being
Lawrence Fishburne would have been good for you. That would have been close. But Ving Rhames, I mean, yeah.
Admit it. Honest mistake.
I would just love to know what you were talking to him about. You had to be talking about movies, right?
I don't know.
Wait, you actually talked? You didn't talk
do you think
to him,
he
right?
Walked,
no.
Do you think he walked away going, does he, I just, you know, risk my life along with Tom Cruise and others in Mission Impossible 2 around that time where you were talking to him. And he's talking to me about the Green Mile.
What the hell is this dude talking to me?
What was it like when you died in Green Mile? Did you get emotional? How did you?
It was magical.
How did you summon the strength?
How did you I mean, Steven Spielberg. Did Spielberg direct that?
I believe he did.
Did you read Stephen King? Did you read the book before you know?
All right. All serious question here. Do we got a height check on Ving Rhames?
6 foot.
Six feet.
So I did tower over him.
Yeah. The story comes together a lot clearer when you get the right guy.
It's not every day that a story comes together after 18 years.
It's not, no.
I wish I could have been there for the questions. Is this on your show?
No, you're embellishing the story. I did not engage. I was sitting by him. I was in the front row of the media, and you know all the stars are out in L.A. every night. And obviously I was sitting near Ving, not Michael.
Hey V, what's up, bro?
Oh man,
was he in Talladega Nights too?
Yeah. No, that was Michael Clark.
No.
Okay.
Hold on now.
That was...
Hold on.
That was...
Are you sure?
Yes, Duncan.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, the Green Mile guy
yes.
was in Talladega
he
Nights.
He was the crew
okay.
chief.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yes.
Wig said, I'll bet Ving thought white people were really weird after that encounter with Sheeman.
Oh, gosh.
More people are typing in. Where's Otis? Too bad our phones are down today. Seriously, I would
oh, my
hammered.
God. Yep.
All right.
Definitely could see it.
That was a whole segment.
I mean, decades of you telling a story about a 6'5" man being short.
Yeah. I towered over him.
I mean, I can just only imagine you're in the movie theater and he comes up on screen and you lean over to Missy and go, hey, he's not really that tall. I know. No. I stood by him once at a Lakers game.
Yeah, Chris in the car, Craig, did you ask him what Bruce Willis was like in Armageddon? Well, that was legit because he was in Armageddon. I mean, Michael Douglas Clark was in Armageddon.
Michael's been looking down on Earth for 18 years from wherever better place he's at right now, screaming at me.
I'm 6'5".
I was 6'5", you idiot. That wasn't me.
God, you chopped him off at the knees. I mean, down 5 inches just like that. Wow. Never has a man been so disgraced. Oh, you cut man. 5 inches off the man on his height.
It's an honest mistake. Oh, okay. My man Otis has texted in. Craig, you want 2 Arby's roast beef sandwiches? We got the meats. I feel I need to take a break. We'll come back and talk about Dak Prescott.
Oh, yeah. We were supposed to do that. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm all ready to go.
He's what, 5'6"?
Who does not look like any of the people we're talking about, just for the record. This is going to be a nice segue for our sponsor. By the way, if you need car insurance or homeowners insurance, check in with my good friend Damon Brist at Farmers Insurance, the fastest growing agency in all of Florida. Hurricane season is a mere 12 days away, people. Make sure your homeowners insurance is buttoned up. And bundle your home with your auto and save lots and lots of money. I did it myself. I've switched to Farmers Insurance. I wouldn't ask you to do something I wouldn't do myself. Call Damon Brist, 239-202-2933. That's 239-202-2933. Damon Brist, Farmers Insurance. I've switched. Have you switched?
Facebook has turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sheeman, Shepherd, Ving Rhames. 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. So if you're just tuning in... I may have mixed up a personal encounter in the early 2000s between Michael Clark Duncan and Ving Rhames.
No, you did.
I went into break teasing that we were going to come back and talk about Dak Prescott, and Wig wrote in, are you sure? I think Craig thinks you're talking about Russell Wilson.
First Father's Day says, change my texter name to Ving Rhames.
Metric System says, I wonder what white people Ving confuses Craig with back in the day.
Hey, you know, that Jerry Seinfeld, he's a lot taller than what he looks.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all make mistakes.
Yeah, it happens.
All right, so later on in about a half hour, I'm going to tell you the secrets to becoming a millionaire. It is Be a Millionaire Day. That's one of the national days today. So, but first, we're going to talk some real sports because that's what we do here.
Yeah. A couple before we get to Dak, a couple of things. Adrian Wojnarowski said NBA teams are expecting the league office will issue guidelines around June 1st that will allow franchises to start recalling players who've left their markets to return as a first step toward a formal ramp-up for the season's resumption. And as I said earlier about Disney World, it certainly seems that they're the front runner right now. And if you're wondering, just in case you're wondering and haven't been there in a while, some facts about it, 39 square, and they're talking about every game being played there. 39 square miles, that's twice the size of Manhattan and roughly the size of San Francisco. 34 on-property resorts, 28 owned and operated by Disney. Hmm. And the EWWS is 220 acres at three indoor venues and multiple acres of field space, which it's a city.
Yes.
So it makes perfect sense if Disney World is the focal point of the NBA. Absolute perfect sense.
All right. Let's play ball. Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, you were going to drop some Dak knowledge on us regarding his you had earlier his contract. He's been offered.
Yeah, I mean he's reportedly been offered 5 years, $175 million extension, but he's asking for $45 million instead of $35 million for a fifth year of the potential deal. But doing some doing some research today. I mean, really, was up all night doing this. No, but look at his recent performance in clutch. Is it possible when I read some of this stuff? Is it possible that this could be what's holding up the extension?
Okay.
His recent performances against the league's elite and the clutch.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the Cowboys were against playoff teams last year?
Sub-500 because they were sub-500 anyway, right?
1-6. No. Yeah, Dak had as many picks as touchdowns in those games, way down from his numbers against inferior competition. And there was only one player to have a bigger drop-off in QBR between games against playoff and non-playoff teams, and that was Josh Allen. Mm. His touchdown, his win-loss again was 1-6 against non-playoff teams last year was 7-2. Touchdowns interception ratio was 8-8 against non-playoff teams 22-3.
Wow.
So then you have this. The only other quarterback. Well, here's a couple of things. The only other quarterback in the last 15 years with 30 touchdown passes and zero game-winning drives in a season?
Yeah.
Care to guess?
How long? Going back how long?
The only other quarterback the last 15 years with 30 touchdown passes and zero game-winning drives in a season?
Okay.
30 touchdowns, zero.
So he's a good quarterback. Good
zero
quarterback.
Game winning drives. Yeah.
On a bad team. That's what I'm guessing.
Well,
no.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. I'll leave it.
It's happened. It's within the last couple of years.
Maybe a good team that didn't need to come from behind.
Oh, last couple of years.
Yeah.
Jameis!
No. Oh! Not a bad guess, though.
Yeah, that's solid. Andy Dalton.
Nope. Kirk Cousins in 2018.
Okay.
That season, the narrative attached to Cousins was he couldn't win big games and wasn't living up to his contract. Like Dak, he was 1-6 versus playoff teams.
He's still fighting those arguments 2 years later.
Yeah. Now, we know game-winning drives. Now, that could be a flawed stat, but consider the opportunities here, okay? Mm-hmm. Dallas had 9 potential game-tying or go-ahead fourth-quarter drives across 4 games against playoff teams last year. All losses.
Mm.
Cowboys scored just 6 points on those drives, 2 field goals. They had the most such drives without a touchdown of any team last year. And the last team, get this, to have more drives without a touchdown was this team in 2017. I'll give you a hint. They didn't win a game.
In 17, who didn't win it? The Browns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was 12 drives without a touchdown. And then I could go through all the missed opportunities in each loss. Week four last year, Saints 12, Cowboys 10. Dallas had three drives in the fourth quarter of this game. Just needed a field goal to take the lead, failed to score. Big missed opportunity, first two drives, which stalled when Dak threw behind open Randall Cobb on third and two at midfield. Week 10, Cowboys lose to Minnesota, 28-24. Cowboys 0-2 on game tie and go-ahead drive chances. Dallas had their chances to tie or take the lead late in the game. Biggest missed opportunity came on fourth and five, 44 seconds down. Four in the red zone. Dak stared down Elliott on a route before firing an incompletion broken by Eric Kendricks.
That's right. I remember that.
Couple more was this one, too. Remember last year was an ugly game. Patriots beating the Cowboys 13-9. Cowboys 0-3 on game tying and go-ahead drives. Dallas came up empty against the Pats' number one defense in tough weather in Foxborough. Their best chance, a 4th-and-11 play where Dak completed a tough 20-yard pass to Amari Cooper. I remember that throw was phenomenal because the wind was, it was like a mini hurricane, which was overturned to an incompletion, so not at all on Dak there. And week 16, Eagles 17, Cowboys 9, Cowboys 0-1, game-tying chance. Despite all the missed opportunities, Cowboys had a chance to clinch the NFC East with a win in Week 16 in Philly last year, but fell short in the fourth quarter. Trailing by 8, they marched down the field in the final drive. But their hopes ended on an incompletion into the end zone. But the big missed chance was an overthrown deep ball to an open Tavon Austin on the drive, which could have been a 75-yard touchdown. Michael Gallup also dropped a deep ball on that drive. So that's just a bunch of opportunities
any
right there
it,
from last
any
year.
Any of it the fault of Jason Garrett or not having Ezekiel Elliott on the field?
Well, yes, anyway, I'm just
playing devil's advocate here.
At least I will, on the Eagle game, 100%, absolutely I blame Jason Garrett. Now, those two plays I just mentioned were huge in the Eagle game also, overthrowing Austin and then Michael Gallup on a big drop. Both of those plays could have changed the outcome of the game. Doesn't take away from the fact that I believe they were 4-1 or 5-1 on the road against the Eagles the last six games. And Ezekiel Elliott had well over 100 yards in every one of those games. And, you know, they just weren't getting it. It just was a bad game plan. I thought he went away from it.
Given what you just said, it reinforces what I've always thought. I never have thought Dak's a top five guy. And I think Jerry Jones' offer for 5 and $175 is very generous.
Yep.
Plus, the likelihood that he even sees that fifth year is very small. If they're hung up on trying to get an extra $10 million on the back end of the – who gets money on the back end of an NFL contract? Nobody. Why is he sitting out for this? This is ridiculous.
Unless it's going to be part of – you know, I'm sure the guaranteed money's got to be close to $100
million. It's probably
so out of the $175 mil he wants, $100 of that is guaranteed. And you're telling me if he's quibbling, if this is being stalled because he wants – $10 more million on the back end on the fifth year, a 45 instead of 35, which is what's being reported. That's ridiculous.
That is.
I think offering him 175. Well, I mean, it's what the market will pay you. So, but right now it ain't paying him.
But who else will pay that?
Nobody else will pay.
That's what I'm saying though. If Dak,
there's going to be lower revenue next year where the cap's going to be lower. Yeah, sign it now. Sign it now and renegotiate the fifth year later. That's what the new rule of thumb.
Right. You know you're not entering that fifth year of your contract.
No.
You know that's not going to happen. You'll be 29 years old entering the fifth year of
and
your
contract.
And the market
will have been reset.
31, right. Yeah. Just.
Yep.
This is not intelligent agenting.
Well.
from the details we know. There's got to be some other poison pill here or something we don't know about. But it's just ridiculous. Sign it.
Well, all the reporting had been that, you know, Dak wanted a shorter.
He wanted four.
He wanted a shorter term. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys wanted to go longer.
Right.
But the value, from the reports, the Todd Archers of the world who covers the Cowboys, the Ed Ward, you know, they were saying that the money's there.
Yeah.
Like, you become the next highest paid quarterback. I don't think any of us would do that.
Right.
But that's just the way that it is. Okay, that is what it is. I don't know how much higher than the highest paid quarterback you want to be.
I think it's ridiculous. I don't know what his agent is telling him, but he should absolutely sign this deal.
And
without
if all
a
of
doubt,
a sudden you light it up, if you have, you know, you get the Cowboys to a Super Bowl, you get to some NFC Championship games in the next 4 years, dude, the sky's the limit on the next deal. And even if you have a catastrophic injury, you've already got $100 million guaranteed. So sign the deal.
That's
Pete Dammel, so that's with Dak, with Yahoo. More good news. The NCAA Division I Council voted to approve voluntary athletic activities in football, men's basketball, and women's basketball to start June 1st and go through June 30th. There had been a moratorium on that through May 31st. Other sports will be acted on at a later date.
Well, I saw something else ridiculous regarding college football getting ready to go. And we also the comment, another one by Bob Bowlesby of the Big 12 saying, look, if we're not up and running by mid-July, then we're going to not be able to start the season on time. But we were talking
that's
yesterday.
That's ridiculous. That's
no,
ridiculous.
No showers and you know, no sharing towels and Gatorade cups and all that. We get that. But I saw.
But you can spit and snot all over each other on every play in the trenches, right?
Maybe, unless they develop this new mask. I don't know. But the other thing I saw, initially, no passing back and forth with a football. That's the dumbest thing I've heard right now.
I mean,
we're
going to
test everybody every day. We're going to take all these other precautions, and you can't play catch if you're a quarterback with somebody.
What if a quarterback gets hurt? You got to warm up on the sideline. You can't play catch.
That's what this is alluding.
Yeah, and like I said, what's the referee going to do? Sanitize the football every time it comes out of the game? Okay, that probably could be done too. But
yeah.
Gene Smith also saying today, could we implement the current CDC guidelines and state guidelines on physical distancing? Mask requirements and all those types of things in an outdoor environment and have obviously significantly less fans that we're used to? I think it's possible. That's the AD of Ohio State once again.
Yeah. Yeah.
So lots of good news here. Little hiccup in Alabama today.
Well, Chris found another report that's been moved on.
I saw the Pro Football Talk article that you're talking about, Pete, but I saw something.
Tell our audience what it was.
About 10 workers tested positive for COVID. I'm just updating everybody. Tested positive for COVID. They've been working on Alabama's football stadium.
Yeah.
So that was – but – Pete, I read a story that said that they tested positive actually over the weekend and that they've now opened back up. Is that – this article came out earlier today. Is that – that kind of goes against what Pro Football Talk was reporting, right?
Yeah, I didn't get – the story I got was not from Pro Football Talk. It was from – hang on.
I'm not going to be able to find mine on Twitter
now. Joseph Goodman, was a columnist for AL.com in Birmingham – News, and his story simply says it's a short it says what you just said about 10 people being tested. There's a fear that more positive cases linked to the job site are inevitable, and the large number of positive tests means essentially everyone at the job site could have been exposed.
I know that we've seen quotes from the president of Alabama saying that they were providing PPE, they were provide. You know, they had to get the temperature taken before entering each day. So,
to your point, the workers were present at the job site on Monday. The stadium's undergoing a $107 million renovation, with the first game of the year for September 12th. Further delays could leave work incomplete before the start of the season. The renovation started in November, and the coronavirus break is not the first job site incident. Falling beams injured 2 workers in January. Jesus.
Oh, good grief.
Chris, what are they doing to the stadium for $100 million? It's a pretty good stadium as is.
Yeah, it's all right.
I bet you luxury boxes.
Yeah.
Weren't they putting misting fans in the concourse?
Were they?
I think they were, yeah. That's not $100 million.
No, something.
But it's, you know, maybe a mil. No, not a mil.
Maybe.
I don't know, big stadium.
Mm. Always.
Yeah.
Assume, you know, project upward.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah, big stadium. I'm sure that the luxury suites, I'm sure a lot of that money went towards those facilities.
Needs a new red carpet. You know, when the sun shines in there, it fades everything.
It fades everything. It's tough.
You got to get that right. It's crimson, not red, right?
It's crimson, correct.
Yeah.
Correct. It's in the crimson tide.
Yeah, roll tide.
So
again, but the bigger story today, I think, is the NCAA Division I Council announcing that its ban on in-person activities, which expires May 31st, will not be extended. That clears the way for players to conduct voluntary on-campus workouts as soon as June 1st.
Yeah.
And like I said, Pete Dammel of Yahoo had it first and said voluntary athletic activities in football, MBB and WBB to start June 1st and go through June 30th. They also saw soccer as well.
All right. So basically everybody but baseball. Baseball's moving backward because they're arguing over money, and everybody else is moving forward because of money.
And they're also saying, with gyms opening across the country, the general feeling is that players will be safer on campus than they would be at a public facility.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Perhaps.
Well, yeah.
I think so.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
Right? Where it's a controlled area.
Yeah. Yeah.
They can institute social distancing and all that. Man, how great is it going to be when we can forget the term social distancing? Just be gone with you.
I think it's part of our lexicon forever now.
I hope not. I hate it.
Just like we never gave TSA a second thought at the airport. Now it's like a major deal since 9/11. That hasn't gone away in 19 years. I mean, I think social distancing is going to be the new norm. Even when we're 100% back. Well,
we know what's going to be interesting, though, is how many people in college and pro sports will not renew their season tickets because of this. Because they're going to find out, maybe they haven't watched a game on TV. They're their team in a long, long time. So, you know what? Why go through all that hassle? Now, I think in big-time college football, that will never be the case because part of the charm of the whole sport, a lot of it, is, you know, being there, tailgating, all that stuff. And, you know, if I had season tickets to Michigan, Ohio State, or Florida, I wouldn't give them up.
You give them up forever because there's a wait list for some of these.
And the soundbite that we played earlier from Laura Rutledge, who said on Get Up today that, you know, an average TV revenue accounts for about 25% of, you know, what football brings in every year, that they're really reliant on those big time donors. Yeah. And if you don't allow them into the stadium to go watch their team, they're not coming off of all the money that they have to give to your program.
Right.
So you got to find a way to get the big time donors in the stadium. And that's who will be in the stadium. It will not be students. It will be the donors.
Well, they'll sit in their suites and they'll allow 9 or 10 people in them, right?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if they make the entire stadium, and this is across all of college football. You know, if you pay a certain amount to the school every year, $20,000, whatever it is, you're one of the 15,000 that get to get in.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. And you're not going to be the rowdy, drunk ones making noise for atmosphere either. You're just sitting there politely sipping on whatever you sip on, and it'll be nice and quiet.
Exactly. Yeah. Be able to hear the play calls coming in.
Yep.
Exactly. Omaha! Utah! All right. Coming up, I've got at the top of the hour, I'm going to tell you how you can make yourself a millionaire. And also a story about Alex Bregman, who is in on the cheating scandal with the Astros, something interesting happening to him. And also, who might end up buying and salvaging the XFL? The name may surprise you. All that coming up, plus the greatest games in NFL history presented by Affordable Air and Heat. It continues tomorrow with the 2009 NFC Championship game between Drew Brees' Saints and Brett Favre's Vikings. The greatest games in NFL history brought to you by Affordable Air. We are affordable online at affordableairconditioningandheating.com. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Ridiculous Twitter poll we're running at 99.3 ESPN Radio. Now it's Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a hump day Wednesday. A couple of fun facts I want to share with you here. A little short stories in a short segment. Remember Alex Bregman was in the middle of the Astros cheating scandal, sign-stealing scandal. Well, he has just dropped his agent, Brody Schofield, from Clutch Sports. Interesting. Follow the dots here with me. LeBron James' media platform, Uninterrupted, is producing a docuseries on the Astros sign-stealing scandal. And his Uninterrupted platform is represented by Clutch Sports. So Alex Bregman says, if you guys produce this, you're not representing me anymore. I'm out of here. And so he's dropping them. Apparently, there's a docuseries coming out on the cheating scandal of the Astros. So we can all look forward to that.
Yeah.
And one other fun fact. The XFL, as you know, went into bankruptcy. There's still the argument between Vince McMahon and Oliver Luck and the $20 million he owes him. Well, the XFL technically is for sale. Yeah, and apparently the leading candidate to perhaps buy it out of bankruptcy is Vince McMahon.
I saw that. I meant to bring this up yesterday. I saw this.
Penny's on the dollar getting his league back, right? Jeez.
Yeah.
I'm no bankruptcy expert or anything, but it seems like he's scamming the system on this. That's what my little spidey senses tell me. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody else does.
Spidey sense.
But he would have to. He would have to start from scratch. He'd have to hire a new commissioner. After he pays off all of the loans, he'd have to hire all new coaches again. Remember Bob Stoops and all those guys? They all got fired, or let go when the league dissolved. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but maybe he'll be bringing it back. Who knows? Don't know when. And I think a couple of the teams lost their leases with their stadium, so we'd have to smooth that back over, too.
Yeah.
Much like the A's, who will not pay their $1.2 million for April and don't have a stadium right now.
Yeah, we should start, again, GoFundMe page for A's owner John J. Fisher. He's only worth $2.4 billion. That's peanuts. And couldn't pay Ring Central Coliseum, the $1.2 million. So if the season started today, the Oakland A's would have nowhere else to go. They had nothing, no place to go.
And why, Pete Shepard? What is the word of the day? That's a compound word.
And the word of the day, the phrase of the day is force majeure.
Yes.
Force majeure, this is what can apply. Really, I think we can apply this to anything that goes essentially wrong in life. Again, a common clause in contracts. You see it. It's in, like you said, Craig, it's in any mortgages. It's all force majeure deals with events beyond your alleged control, such as a war, a strike, a riot, crime, epidemic, that kind of thing. You can just say force majeure. I can't pay off my bet. Force majeure. I can't pay my rent. Force majeure.
I can't pay off my bet. That's funny. I saw a tweet this weekend from our friend Gabe Morenci. And I only caught the back half of it. Somebody obviously was asking him something, and his answer was, and I have no idea what the story was, but I got to ask him next time he's on. Said, yeah, I was into a bookie for 21 grand. It's a funny story. And then that's all I saw. force majeure. Campaign.
Force majeure.
Sorry, don't break my legs.
Yes. Yep.
My legs. Lieutenant Dan has magic legs.
There you go. Great movie for us, Gump.
Well, great. Let's make fun of people who lost.
There's no making fun of
extremities.
This is making fun of you yesterday for saying yesterday the Forrest Gump is a horrible movie. Which
did
is
not fun. Say Forrest Gump was a horrible movie. I said it's extremely overrated. Is my positioning on it? A few good lines.
A few good lines.
Yeah, a few good.
But there's a few good men, too. It took you a long time to see that.
That was excellent. You know what I almost watched the other night? Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
You should have. It's on Amazon.
Why almost? What stopped you?
Mission Impossible.
It's a perfect time.
What you've seen before.
Right. I'm not going to not watch Mission Impossible, right?
Perfect time to watch. Especially the first one. You've already seen it a million. You can watch that anytime. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Get it done.
Is it like work for you? Is that it? Is it like mentally like, oh, I don't want to do this because this is now work? Because
he talked himself out of liking it before he even watched it. He'll love that movie.
At this point, I've just dug my heels in.
Here's the deal.
I get around to it this
when
Thanksgiving.
When you do watch it and you do love it, and you will.
Maybe.
That's two movies that Pete and I brought to your attention that you shunned, and then when you finally broke down, these are among the classics of all time A Few Good Men and Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yep.
I never shunned A Few Good Men. I had never seen it. It was one of those movies. It came out when I was birthed. Like, it was just one of those things where I just never saw it. Like, Craig, you guys were born in what, 56, 57,
no,
something
I was born
like
in
that?
No, 67.
Okay, so what? I saw The Wizard of Oz was made in 1939. I've seen that a gazillion times.
Yeah.
That's also a children's movie. Like, do you understand what I'm
Wizard
saying?
Wizard of Oz is not a children's
that
movie.
It's a children's movie.
It's an everybody's movie.
It's an everybody movie.
In fact, it could be argued it's a little scary for small children.
I'm scared still now.
The flying monkeys and the green witch, that's scary for a small child.
Miss Gulch scared me more than anybody.
And it
still
also,
does.
It also pisses me off a little bit that you two come in here and tell me after I give you the, A Few Good Men. Really good movie. Very entertaining.
Yeah.
Great plot.
Yeah.
Great acting. Everything. Yeah. Really awesome about it. And you come in and you pee on the art that is Tommy Boy. I'm sorry, you left a bad taste in my mouth at that point.
No, I can admit
when I haven't seen something great, and I give you greatness, and what do? You turn it around and you step on it. You don't
step on
art.
If you ever compared Tommy Boy to Forrest Gump in a worldwide poll, you would get squashed.
Yeah, you can't
it's
even
not
say
even
them
in the same. It's insulting to put it even in the same sentence.
It's a different genre altogether. One is an alleged comedy, and the other one is a drama.
I'm not comparing the two. I'm not. I'm just saying, you know, it's a give and take. I've given. I haven't received. I haven't, nothing.
Listen,
nothing.
I thought Tommy Boy is okay. I've said it. It's okay. I wouldn't watch it again. I watched it once. That's enough.
No, Chris, you've got a 4-day weekend coming up.
I'm busy this
weekend.
That's
96 hours.
I'm not watching it this
weekend.
You
can spend 90 minutes and watch a plane, trains, and automobiles.
Nope.
Why not?
Not happening.
You're not busy the entire 4-day weekend.
Yes, I am.
I don't think so.
I am.
I don't believe it.
You know what I'm doing this weekend.
I had forgotten. No, I don't. But I thought, I don't know what you're doing. And that's okay. That's fine.
I'm busy all weekend. All weekend.
You're not going anywhere.
He's washing his hair.
I'm not going anywhere?
I thought you were, but I don't think any places are open right now, so you can't be really going anywhere.
Oh.
My weekend's booked already.
I have no plans.
I'm booked up.
No plans?
I don't like to have plans on the week. I like to go in free spirit in a weekend and, you know, just roll.
Not leave your house?
Be spontaneous. Well, on a perfect weekend, unless it involved the beach, right?
Beaching it Sunday, Craig.
All right, how about this?
Early,
I'll watch it tonight, guys.
And often.
I might avoid the Memorial Day weekend crowd. I might not go to the beach this weekend.
I might self-censure myself.
Nope. Self-distancing.
All right, I'll watch it tonight.
Okay.
Swear to God.
Then we
crush your heart,
to
hope
talk
to die.
About tomorrow.
Stick a needle in my eye. Yeah.
I pondered across Shawshank Redemption last night just because it was on.
Oh, another great class.
That's
another
one
class.
Of the best ever. Love that movie.
I watched that.
Do you not like Shawshank Redemption, Chris?
Don't
That's
you dare.
With...
Oh, my God.
I've seen it in pieces.
What? Yeah. Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
Tim Robbins.
Yeah, about Morgan Freeman's in jail. He was falsely accused of murder. He got out, right?
No.
Pete, you know who else is in that movie I just discovered last night after watching it for the 100th time? In the background, he only has a couple lines. Remember Brody from the Seinfeld episode where he was videotaping movies illegally?
Oh, yes.
He's in there.
Right.
He's one of the jail guys.
He is.
I didn't realize that till last night.
Fact. He is. You know what else I noticed this weekend? I know we're late.
That we're super late.
Just a quick little fun. Well, I'll say it before when I come back.
Well, okay. All right.
Real quick, I was watching, I don't know why, I had a two-hour window of doing that. I was playing poker online. And on Netflix, one of the shows I get, anyway, I started watching the original Rocky. I hadn't seen Rocky in a long time.
Yeah.
You know? And I said, and I always love it. You always try to see things that you never saw before. Mm-hmm. You know what I saw? You know the scene where Paulie gets really pissed?
Yeah.
Starts to get the bat. He's going to break Rocky's arm. He starts banging the table.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, because he and Adrian are together, now he feels left out. There is a picture of him on that dresser that he smashes.
Yes.
And he's in a Navy uniform.
Oh, really?
And it looks like he's been honored with some sort of an award. And I'm wondering, it's too bad they didn't do a little side story, because obviously the guy was a Navy man, a decorated vet, and something went awry, which we never knew. I always thought they should have done a sort of a side story about Paulie. Anyway,
Rocky 8, or Paulie 1.
Well, but I'd never noticed. I've seen that movie a gazillion times. I'd never noticed that picture of him in the Navy uniform on the dresser when he's spazzing out.
Nice fun fact. I like
that. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
All right. Now we're really late. When we come back, we'll update our polls, and I'll give you a few clues on how to become a millionaire. Okay? That's my gift to you all today.
Great.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.